Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host and music aficionado, James Lampkin. Thank you for joining us for your 10-minute hit of music trivia. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. You can play against some friends, play it by yourself, it's all up to you. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 2000s, Video Visions, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself just that little bit of extra time to think. As per usual, we'll go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we're logging into MySpace and dyeing our hair black as we step back to the music of the noughties. We have 5 questions about hit songs from the 2000s, and 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 1. Which 2001 hit by Sophie Ellis-Bextor had a resurgence in popularity in 2024 thanks to a popular film? Question 2. A 2006 hit from the Red Hot Chili Peppers mentions which US state in the song title? Question 3. On a 2009 hit, the Black Eyed Peas asked to meet me where? Question 4. Which track with a rhyming title was a hit for British band Arctic Monkeys in 2007? Question 5. Which band, which shares its name with a type of washing machine, had a hit in 2000 with Dancing in the Moonlight? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Video Visions. Some of the most iconic moments in pop history have taken place in music videos, where an artist can bring their dreams to life. In this round, we will describe to you 5 popular music videos. For each clue, you can get 1 point for correctly guessing the song title and another point for correctly guessing the artist. Now, let me describe these videos. Question 6. In this 1995 music video, 2 older men dressed in suits sing into a microphone, whilst a group of young women perform a famous dance routine against a white background. Question 7. This 2003 music video is a take on the Beatles' appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show in the 1960s. Performing as a fake band against a backdrop dressed in green, the vocalist plays all the roles on stage, including the singer, the guitarist, the drummer, and the keyboard player. Question 8. In this 1984 music video, the singer performs the song in concert before pulling a young Courtney Cox out of the crowd and the pair dance together on stage. Question 9. In this 1996 video, the band plays the song together in a shed, interspersed with shots of them playing in concert, with the lead singer performing push-ups on stage. It then shows scenes of the lead singer posing with an orange for a magazine cover, much to the dismay of the other band members. Question 10. In this 2015 video, a band goes around LA crashing weddings by appearing as a surprise performance for the wedding parties. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music star. As each clue is going to reveal more information, the sooner you can identify the correct answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you can get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the last clue. Here we go. Clue number one. I was born on the 2nd of March, 1977, in Exeter, England. Clue 2. Growing up, I sang in the school choir and went to university to study the ancient world. It was at university in 1996 that I would meet my future bandmates. Clue 3. Working with my bandmates, we practiced and put together a couple of EPs in the late 90s, changing band names a few times. Our debut album, Parachutes, eventually followed in the year 2000. Clue 4. We quickly gained international success in the early 2000s, and in 2003, I married actress Gwyneth Paltrow and had 2 children. Clue 5. I am the lead singer of the band, and our hits include Yellow, Viva La Vida, and The Scientist. That is all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. The answers are all ready to go. First up, it is the hits of the noughties. Question 1. Murder on the Dance Floor. It surged back into the charts after featuring in the film Saltburn and going viral. It was so popular the second time around that it got all the way back to number 2 in the UK and charted in the US for the first time. Question 2. California, as in Danny California, the lead single from Stadium Arcadium, was somewhat of a comeback hit, sending the Red Hot Chili Peppers back into the top 10 after a 7-year absence. Question 3. Meet Me Halfway by Black Eyed Peas. The track was a 3rd consecutive number 1 hit for the group off their smash album, The END. Question 4. Fluorescent Adolescent by Arctic Monkeys. The track was written by the band in a hotel through a series of wordplay games. Question 5. Top Loader. Their song Dancing in the Moonlight is a cover of a track from 1970 by Bofalongo. Whilst a few versions of the song have been hits over time, Top Loader's remains the most popular version to date. Continuing on to round two, it is all about music videos. How well did you remember them? These are the ones that we were looking for. Question 6. The Macarena by Los Del Rio. Question 7. We were looking for Hey Ya by Outkast. Question 8. Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen. Question 9. That was Don't Speak by No Doubt. And question 10 was Sugar by Maroon 5. To help pull off that concept, the director only informed the grooms about the planned performances, so it was a complete surprise to the wedding guests and the brides. Even then, most of the grooms didn't know what band it would be. To help prevent stealing the bride's thunder, the band decided to perform an acoustic version of She Will Be Loved for the bride and groom after each visit and surprise performance of Sugar. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Chris Martin. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you used. How did you score today? Remember that the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on, let us know how you scored for this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you're listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. I hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.